This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. You know, a lot of people want to kind of remember this Stanley Cup. And we have a gentleman on our airwaves right now. His name is Vince Bobot. He's from Highland Mint, and they have come out with a really cool commemorative Blues Stanley Cup picture slash gold medal thing. It's awesome. Vince, good to be with you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. So tell me a little bit about this and how our listening audience can remember the Blues with this commemorative plaque and picture.
Sure, this is a great piece that it's perfect for the wall. It tells you everything about the championship, and it's a great collectible. So I'm here to tell you about this limited edition frame commemorating the Blues' first Stanley Cup. It's officially licensed by the NHL, and it's a limited edition of only 5,000. Most of them are gone, so it's a real sought-out collectible. All right, it's a 13x16 frame, and it features a custom photo of the Blues players around the Stanley Cup. And it's matted and double matted and framed with two minted bronze coins. So the coins are, one of them is the Champions coin, and the other one is the St. Louis Blues franchise coin. In between the coins and the photo, there's a banner listing every postseason game and leading up to the Stanley Cup and the entire team roster. So it's really a great piece that encompasses everything. Furthermore, there's a numbered certificate of authenticity that's matted in the frame with all that. A great collectible.
Good stuff.
And if,
wants to order this, how quickly can it get there and how do they do it?
So we can get it there. It would ship within a few days. Cost is only $99. And we'll include a free NHL Finals game coin for your listeners on top of that frame piece. You can get it by calling 888-560-2727. That's 888-560-2727. Or you could go online to sbflip.com. That's S as in super, B as in bowl, flip.com.
Good stuff. Vince, honored to have you on. Thank you so much, and good luck with the great piece of art. We appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right.
I didn't know they had a Blues, that there was such a thing as a Blues team coin.
Yeah,
which is sort of interesting that that's included. And when he said there's this special coin, then he said there's also the Blues coin. I didn't know there was an official Blues coin. By the way, among the winners from the NHL awards, Frank, Barkley voted by the fans best team dog.
Oh, that's best good. Ed Barkley is just adorable, isn't he?
You know, when they first, I have to be honest, when they first rolled out Barkley, I thought it was a little bit of a diversion for a team that wasn't playing so well.
Which was a good diversion.
Yes. And all of a sudden they won 11 in a row, and you didn't see as many tweets about Barkley, and we didn't mock it quite as much at that point.
And they got him chewing on that Boston Bruins jersey a couple of times. That dog, that could not be a cuter dog.
But overall, it was a 1-for-5 night. But did anybody really care? I know, would have been nice if Armstrong had won it again.
Yeah.
Would have been nice if Binnington had been the rookie of the year. But when you've won the Stanley Cup, can you get really upset about anything?
No. And that was the one we thought was going to happen, the Selke, although Patrice Bergeron has won it four times in the past. That would have really stung, though. I would have been upset if they would have gone 0-for-5 and
correct,
Bergeron would have won it.
Right. No, so they got one. I think O'Reilly, who is an emerging megastar in our town, fitting that he picked up another piece of hardware. Also, on Wednesday night, what a thriller out at Soccer Park in Fenton, Toyota Stadium there. St. Louis FC, after about almost 93 minutes of scoreless soccer, they get the game winner. They beat Cincinnati, and they move on. It's the U.S. Open Cup. They're playing teams from the MLS. They've beaten two in a row. Next, the quarterfinals, they're going to take on Atlanta, the reigning MLS champions. And joining us now, the head coach of St. Louis FC, it's Anthony Pulis. Coach, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, guys.
How thrilling was it for you guys last night, not only to beat a team from the MLS, but to do it in such dramatic fashion?
Yeah, it was a fantastic night. Really pleased for everybody involved at the club. Players did themselves proud again. And they showed what they're capable of. And I thought it was a well-deserved victory, to be honest. I mean, we obviously left it late. There's no better time of scoring if you're going to do it, because obviously you don't give the opposition much time to get back in it. But I thought, especially the first half performance, I thought we dominated the game and we created some really good opportunities. And it should have been more comfortable than just a 1-0. But we'll take it. And obviously now we've got three important league games before the next round at Atlanta.
What does it say about your roster, though, that you're able to win? You beat the Chicago Fire at Lindenwood last week and now this one over Cincinnati. What does it say about the skill set you guys have?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, we're pleased with the group of players we've got. I mean, we've got a lot of belief in them. We think there's a lot of potential in the group. I mean, we've only got a small roster, but I mean, you've seen over the last two games in the Cup against higher level opposition that we've got players that are capable of competing against those players. It would be interesting if we were able to kind of compare the salaries that some of our guys are on compared to some of their competitors over the last two games. And I think, as I said, our guys have done themselves proud, and like I said, they deserve all the credit they're going to get for what they've done so far.
Coach Frank Cusumano here. You've been there for a year and a half now. Can you describe atmosphere? Was that the best you've ever seen it here in St. Louis?
Yeah, it was up there. I mean, we had a couple of games towards the end of last season, obviously when we were making our playoff push. The game that we clinched against OKC at the end was a special night, and last night was up there. Obviously, and again, when you score that late as well, it just adds to the excitement and the buzz. And as I said, it was a good feeling, and I'm pleased for everybody involved in the club that they were able to experience such a memorable night.
And for the audience that doesn't quite follow it closely, explain how the U.S. Open Cup works.
Yeah, so it started months ago with obviously a lot of the amateur teams in the United States that go through qualifying rounds, and then we come in at the second round stage, and then obviously what happens, we'll play two rounds, and we played our first game, which is round two. We played away at Des Moines. Des Moines Menace, who are a PDL team, so USL League Two. And then obviously then the next round, you play either a USL League One team or a USL Championship team. We played Forward Madison, won that game. And then in the fourth round is when the MLS teams come into play. So obviously that's when we hosted Chicago Fire, beat them. And then obviously then it's obviously straight knockout all the way through. And it's regionalized somewhat. So that obviously we're not having to travel all the way across to the West Coast. So we're playing teams that are obviously within our region, our vicinity, if you like. And obviously we win the game last night against Cincinnati, and the bracket was already put in place. So obviously we knew that if we won, we would travel to either Atlanta or Columbus. Atlanta were the winner of that game. So obviously now we get the opportunity to travel there in 2 or 3 weeks' time. It should be a good experience again for everybody.
Coach, do you believe that if you were to play an MLS schedule that you could be competitive with your club right now?
No, I think that would be difficult. I think with the size of the roster that we've got, it would be difficult to do that consistently week in, week out. But I think what we've shown is over the couple of games that we've certainly got players that can compete against the players at that level. And I do genuinely believe that there are guys on our roster that have the potential to be on MLS roster somewhere. I've said it before, and I think the last two games have proved that. The important thing for us now is, in the short term, is making sure that we focus now and really dial in and make sure that we're right from a mental standpoint to now go again on Saturday against North Carolina in the league, because obviously, ultimately, the league is our bread and butter, so to speak. So it's important now that we get a good response and that we follow this up with a good performance and a good result on Saturday against North Carolina. And in the next couple of league games, we really focused and make sure we take care of business there, and we don't take our eye off the ball and start worrying about Atlanta yet, because that's, as I said, that's a couple of weeks away.
Martin and Frank talking it over with the St. Louis FC coach, Anthony Pulis, off the big win last night. But as you mentioned, you've still got your USL schedule. How challenging as a coach is that to take that euphoria, that high from last night, and then kind of say, all right, that was great, but we've still got our regular league schedule. How challenging for you to kind of get them back down to earth?
Yeah, huge challenge. Again, we had it
we had it against, well, we had it last week where we lost in the league at Hartford. Then we come home and we beat Chicago in front of a packed house. Then we travel on the road again at Bethlehem. And it was a completely different environment. Really small crowd against a young team. And unfortunately, we got turned over. And then we come back and then we do well last night again against Cincinnati. So it's been a little bit of an emotional roller coaster, to be honest, the last couple of weeks with the ups and downs. And as you said, it is a challenge to try and keep everybody focused and make sure that everybody treats each game the same, because ultimately we're professionals and that's what we should be doing. So I think it's important on Saturday against North Carolina that we learn our lessons from the last couple of league games and we approach the game with exactly the same mentality and we get a real high level of performance to give ourselves a good chance of winning and hopefully we can keep the momentum going in both the Cup and the league so that we can obviously be successful.
What's your level of anticipation or excitement for the MLS, hopefully with an announcement this summer? I think Cincinnati is a good role model for our town, which did well at the FC level, then added the MLS. And again, it's something that people get confused about, but it would be a good thing for St. Louis FC in addition to the MLS, that they would be hand-in-hand.
Of course, yeah. I mean, obviously, there's been a lot spoke about in the media, and it's difficult for me to comment too much, but all I can say is obviously it would be fantastic for the city. I mean, obviously we've seen it recently with the success of the Blues, and we saw how the city got behind that franchise unbelievably well. Obviously the Cardinals are really well supported, and look, this city has a rich history and tradition with successful soccer teams. Successful soccer players have originated from this area, so I think it would be fantastic for the city if we were awarded the franchise, and I think it would get supported really well. And obviously, we're lucky to be part of professional soccer here in St. Louis at the moment, and we're doing a decent job. We're happy with where we're at with the team, and hopefully, we can keep it going.
Coach, how frequent or how prevalent is a USL franchise and an MLS franchise in the same city?
Well, I think there's obviously teams that have had it now. I mean, you look at, for example, New York Red Bulls have got their MLS team, but then they also have an affiliated USL team. Portland Timbers have it. Seattle Sounders have it. Philadelphia Union have it. There's a number of MLS teams that obviously they've got their MLS franchise, but then they've also got their USL affiliate close by and used as almost a developmental team. To bring younger players through, or to give first team players minutes, and to try and obviously integrate the two together as part of the whole club pyramid system, so to speak. So it's certainly possible. It's been successful in a number of areas in the country. So obviously we'll have to see what happens here over the coming months.
Coach, thanks for hopping on with us. Fun night out at Soccer Park. I'm old. I still call it Soccer Park, but exciting for you guys, and good luck the rest of the way.
Really appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, Anthony Pulis, the head coach, St. Louis FC, beating Cincinnati. It was the 93rd. Do you call it the 93rd minute because it's actually extra time? I think it's technically the 90th minute. But the point is they played about 93 minutes scoreless. And then off the corner kick, Frank, just the way I would have drawn it up.
Yes.
They get the win. The place goes crazy. So they've beaten the Chicago Fire and now Cincinnati FC back-to-back. And that game with Atlanta is a few weeks off, as he mentioned.
I mean, can we say it's...
You're
is it like a college team being a pro team? Is it like a D-League team being an NBA team? I bet it's more like a AAA team in an isolated instance beating a major league team.
I would probably compare it to an Appalachian State over Michigan. Still really good
football
player, but just that tier below.
So in the so they're in the same universe, but not quite.
Yeah. Yeah, to where it's certainly a cinder. I mean, that's a huge story.
Well, to go 2-0 back-to-back weeks against teams that are competing in the MLS, and now Atlanta is next, which, again, won the MLS, as we predicted last year on this show. They were the champions, and now they're going to face them.
We'll take a short time out. When we come back, another prominent St. Louisan in Major League Baseball who's going to be a free agent at the end of the season. Will the Cardinals not get him also? That story next.